Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dan Frierson, who's chairman with the Dixie Group. Dan, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. How you doing?
Well, good to be with you. You had your second quarter results came out about 2 weeks ago, and it's taken, with your travels and mine, it's taken us a little bit of time to get together, but I wanted to talk to you about them. Give us a quick overview on what happened with Dixie in the second quarter.
Kemp, a couple of things real quickly. Our residential business continued to outperform the industry. Our residential sales were up about 5.6%. Ex mass merchants actually up about 11% with our Maslin, Fabrica, and Dixie Home retail brands. The disappointment to us really was on the commercial side, where our Broadloom commercial does continue to hold up fairly well, but we have lost ground relative to the competition in modular, and that really is going to speak to some of the changes that we've taken place since our second quarter announcement.
All right, so let's go back to residential for a second. Most of us are seeing some of these numbers. We see backing reports. We see, you know, what's going on in the industry. Basically, the industry right now is bumping along flat, and you're up 5% if you take what you lost with some of the home center business you had last year, but even 11% if you talk about strictly your specialty retail business. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, the industry from 06, which was the peak, is went down about 40%, and we went down about 40% in 09. But since then, we have grown the business back about 33%, while the industry has been up slightly, and actually in units maybe even flat. So we have way outperformed the industry there, and therefore we have elected to restart our plant in the North Georgia area in Eaton, just north of Chatsworth. And we're in the process, and we're in the process in the second quarter, of moving equipment in there and starting up that facility, which obviously did impact our profitability in the second quarter as well.
So you were in that plant when everything was running smoothly before this recession started. You moved out of it, and now you're moving back in because you feel good enough about where the business is headed.
Yes, we do. Now, remember, it's also a distribution center, so we were never totally out of it. But we did move some tufting machines out of it when things were very, very bad and nobody knew where the bottom was.
When you say your business is up 11% and the rest of the business for everybody else is flat, what is it telling us? Is it telling us that your focus on nylon, which is where a lot of your business is focused, is the right move? Does it tell us that the business is selling better on the upper end of the market? How do you explain some of this growth versus your competition?
Kemp, I think it has more to do with the upper end of the market really is a lot better than the market is overall. I think we have a bifurcated market today. The very low end seems to be doing decently. The high end seems to be doing well, and the rest of the market is pretty sluggish. We have brought out a lot of new products in the last couple of years. I think that's been one of the keys. We have not cut back on new product or sampling. We also, if you'll recall, brought wool out in 07, and it has grown every year during this downturn and has grown pretty significantly during this period. So we have participated in the growth of wool. We have a small polyester offering, but our Stainmaster nylon has done very well, and we're extremely excited about the new Trusol fiber, which will be hitting the market here in the third quarter.
Well, let's talk about wool for just a second, and then we'll go to Trusol. But on this wool, some people have estimated that you might be the largest residential carpet producer made in the USA. We've also learned that in the last year, the price of wool, just the raw material, has almost doubled in price, and yet you continue to grow in that area, right?
Yes, I do think wool has now peaked, and we've seen it back off a little bit, but it did go up pretty dramatically. But we have been able to design product with our wool yarns that we think are a great value in the higher end of the market. Now, what we are bringing out this year is a new Permaset wool, and this allows us to piece dye wool carpet. And in the past, where we've introduced 10 or 12 colors with a particular pattern or style, we now can offer up to 48 or 50 colors, or actually any color you want. And I think that helps separate us from the other suppliers to the business.
And this move recently with Just Shorn, you're actually a player there. You're one of the two suppliers for CCA Global in their wool rollout, right?
Yes, we are. And I was glad to see CCA Global do something like this there again in the wool end of the business, not racing to the bottom, but racing to the top, involving the New Zealand folks in a big way. And we're happy to be part of that and look forward to continuing to be part of that and expanding that over time.
All right, so let's move to TrueSoft. Obviously, that's an Envista Stainmaster product. We had heard there's been a little bit of hitches. Both you and Shaw are rolling this out, and yet now I guess you've worked through that, and now you've got products that are in the marketplace?
The products will be in the marketplace very soon. Now, we did introduce a couple of Fabrica products earlier out of TrueSoft, but the new products that you're referring to, the rollout will be with Lowe's and then the Stainmaster Flooring Centers. The products have been very difficult to make. The fiber is very different from fibers we've processed before. Therefore, it's taken us longer and been a lot more expensive than we thought it would be to develop these products and get them into the marketplace. However, let me say the products we have today are beautiful. The finish is wonderful. The hand is truly, I think, the new standard soft of the industry.
Well, let's next move to a recent announcement that we ran on Floor Daily last week that you have made some changes in the commercial side of the business. You had said in your conference call that you were recognizing that the industry might be doing a little bit better in that area than you were, and now you've made some personnel changes. Let's talk about that.
Kemp, several years ago, maybe 5 or 8 years ago, commercial business was probably a third of our business. More recently, it's been less than 25% of our business, and we felt like we needed to do some things to rejuvenate, particularly our modular business, which we first started in late 07. So we have brought in two individuals to help us with this process. Lee Martin is the new president of Maslin Contract. He has over 38 years' experience in the business. He was with Milliken, Mannington, and J&J, knows the industry well, and we feel like will be a great help. In addition to that, David Hobbs has joined us, and David was a longtime Interface associate, at one time headed up Interface North America. Very knowledgeable fellow. And we feel like the two of them working together can really help propel our modular and commercial business. We are excited about it and look forward to watching them take their roles.
Sometimes titles don't really tell the whole picture on what people are doing. So it sounds to me like what you're doing is you're bringing Lee Martin in to run your sales and marketing efforts, and you're bringing David Hobbs in to run the manufacturing piece of this commercial business. Is that right?
Well, I wouldn't say so much manufacturing, although that's part of it, as much as everything from product development all the way through supply chain and inventory control and whole operations side of the business. Remember, we have some very talented people at Maslin as well, and we have some folks that have been there a long time and have done a very good job, and we're looking forward to Lee and David working with them to help really bring Maslin Contract back as a leader in the industry.
Okay, Dan, well, it's good to talk to you. I appreciate you updating us on this. A lot of exciting changes with the Dixie Group and with Maslin Contract in particular. Again, we've been talking to Dan Frierson, who's chairman with the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.